What is your full name?
Tracy L. Pittman, but I've really been going by Turtle.
All right, and where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Fresno, Fowler, California, but I mainly, in my childhood years, I lived in Seattle.
Do you identify as an American Indian / Indigenous person? And if so, what is your tribal affiliation?
Yes, I affiliate myself as one, and I'm from Nez Perce tribe from Lapway, Idaho.
And where were you staying at the time of the event? How old were you at the time of this event?
10 years old.
And where were you staying at the time?
I believe in Berrien.
Berrien? Okay, so right near Seattle, basically Seattle.
Yeah.
All right. So what was life like for you around 1970? Like, where did you live? Where did you go to school? What was work like, your family life like?
Okay, I remember the address, 733 South 197th Street. And at the time, the phone number was TR82078. I lived there with my three sisters, my mom and dad, and life was pretty simple and nice back then. We would do chores and everything, you know, before we could go out and play. By the time my dad got home, dinner was ready. We all sat down at the table together. We would have chores before dinner and after dinner, and go to bed at a really decent time, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned it, but you were 10 years old at the time in 1970?
Yes.
Okay. How did you come to be in the Seattle, Western Washington area?
Oh, well, okay. To go back, I was born in Fowler, California, but literally I was probably raised in Seattle area.
Okay. So from an early age, from being born in California, you guys quickly moved to Seattle.
Yes.
Okay. What was your perception of Indian white race relations in the late 60s and early 70s? You know, even as a young girl, how did you feel the relationship between Indians and non-Indians was like in Seattle?
Okay, well, we would go down to the Indian Center once a week and get with the other people and at the Indian Center and do our dancing. And with white and natives back then, I'm going to have to say I'm Indian on my mom's side and I'm Caucasian from my dad's side. So, you know, it was pretty simple, really, way back then. Mm-hmm. Life is so different back then to what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think back then there was maybe more tension or more discrimination or prejudice against natives back then?
I would say, but it just all depend on what it was all about and where you were and, you know, I think things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you hung out around the Indian Center, you know, it's sure different than going to the mall.
Right. How do you feel Indians were perceived in Seattle in 1970 by non-natives?
Well, you know, I was just a kid then, and so I would say me and my two sisters in elementary grade, we were the only Indians there in that school, as far as I remember. But for us, it was okay.
Yeah. Do you have any specific memories connected to that time of like maybe how you were treated or how your family was treated?
Okay. Just on this, well, I could think of two, but no, actually one. I don't know what the reason why was or anything, but my sister Tiger, something happened And she actually got expelled from school. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad worked. And so my mom, she had to come up to the school and stuff and talk to the principal. And she got turned down because she was Indian. And they would not talk to her until my dad would come up. And so my dad had to take time off work to go up. And it was so funny how the principal went and talked to my mom. Mm. And I guess prejudiced against Indians, you know. Mm-hmm. And but after my dad had talked to them, for whatever reason that happened, my sister was able to go back to school.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your connection to the American Indian communities in and around Seattle at the time?
Oh, well, I thought it was great. Like I said, we would go to the Indian Center, actually to two, one in downtown Seattle at the time and one in Tacoma on the Puyallup tribe. And it was really nice. All the kids stuck together and everything. And then the folks, they would stick together, you know. And at the time, it was just really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around.
That's nice. Were you familiar with the situation that was building around Fort Lawton in Seattle at the time in 1970?
Not really. I can't remember all the specifics, but I could just say, you know, it was very intense. And there was that one time, you know, when it was really going down. We asked if we could go down there with my mom and dad. And they said, nope, nobody else is going to be down there. But it turned out, oh my God, we were the only kids that was at home. And we were so mad, you know, and everybody else had to, was in it, you know. And then plus, my mom, she made the front page because she was trying to get away with some kids, twins, and they captured her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so that's how she made front page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I thought that was really nice and interesting.
Yeah. Good family memories right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your strongest memories associated with what you've learned about the takeover event?
Well, like I said, I was only 10 years old. I really don't remember really anything but that, what I just said.
Okay. How do you think the public perceived the takeover, the non-native public of Seattle?
You know, it is just so hard for my memory. So I really can't say, but I would just say, hopefully they were just rooting for us, because I think we did some good.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe in the years to come, you know, based off your experience of living in Seattle and people you've talked with, how do you think other Indians have perceived the event? Do you think overall it was kind of seen as a good thing, or did other natives criticize it? Or
oh no, they were all for it, I believe, you know, and just in my own memory. And I don't know, I'm glad it happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What lessons do you think have been learned from the takeover event before, during, or after it?
I don't know, this is just my very own personal opinion, you know, because it was Indian owned and other people just tried to take it from us. So we did what we thought we had to.
Right. Yeah, the kind of the history behind that being that, you know, it was a military base, but then the base was closing. And so according to a treaty, right, federal surplus land goes back to natives, or has the opportunity to do so.
Right.
And would you agree that at the time, right, that's how natives, Bernie White Bear and everybody was perceiving it, that it was their land?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. 50 years later, how do you look back on the events of Fort Lawton?
Well, you know, it was just so long ago, but I'm glad it happened, you know, because it made us to, I don't know, that we can stand up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And what is your current perception of the Indian-white race relations since the takeover in Seattle?
Well, I can't really say for in particular with Seattle, but these days, natives and whites, we all get along pretty well because nowadays it's a mixture of blacks and whites are with Indians. And they have, some have families, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it was really like that back then, but today that's the way it is.
Yeah. So you would say things have improved between Indians and non-Indian public?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would say so.
All right. Well, that is the end of the questions that I have. Do you have any other comments or notes you'd like to make?
Wow. It just brings back so much memories, though, because kids really stuck with each other, and grown-ups, too. And we would go to lots of powwows, and it would be everybody. We just knew everybody. It was, wow. That's my memory.
Right.
So thank you.